Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Bill. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Welcome in. It is a Thursday. I have my Arkansas Red on here at Fitness Market. This
yes,
is the closest
do.
Thing I could find. I've got a quarter zip that is Arkansas Red, Mark Blankenbaker.
I can't
Woo
believe
Pig freaking
you.
Suey, baby.
Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah,
I cannot
back.
Believe you. Here you are. You're
yes.
all about John Calipari in Arkansas.
Yes.
And you're all about
yes.
Clemson and King of Clemson and the tailgates.
I like people. I like people, Mark Blankenbaker.
You don't
not
like
laundry.
John Calipari.
I like him now. He's a tool to get under Kentucky fans' skin. What are you talking about? He is back, baby. He is back.
So then I guess you
Chase,
like-
strike up the band. Let's go.
Oh, no. Not Chase.
No- oh, everybody's
not
on board.
Chase.
Yes.
I've lost Rummage,
that's
Chase.
Right. That's right.
Diener.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
I don't like this at all.
Woo Pig Suey or however you say it.
Yeah, you going to call the Hogs?
I guess. I don't know. Cal didn't. I don't have to.
Calipari doesn't have to call the Hogs.
Man, he was just glistening, as Andy would say. He was glistening. He had all his old jokes.
I can't
believe
it. He
was back, man.
I don't like John
Calipari. Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful.
But he might get under Kentucky fans.
Oh, I mean, by the way, does anybody ask me real questions at the Arkansas media press conference?
No.
It was like not one person said, why did you leave?
They got the memo.
Why did
you
take
memo.
A pay cut?
They got the memo from Lexington.
Oh, my God. I never want to hear about the Lexington media being soft. The Arkansas media? Are you kidding me?
It's an introductory press conference.
The one dude was like, he owned the joint. You
Is
know.
There no Tim Sullivan?
I don't
they
know,
don't have a soul
but
in?
Not one person said, "Is we're over here at Fitness Market." Well, obviously, we'll jump into that. Yeah. And Martin Minda, you know, when you buy a sauna here, you might have basketball coaches break into your basement. I mean, it's a thing that can happen when you're over here. It happened a couple of days ago. That's how good the saunas are. But at no point did anybody go, why did you leave?
Yeah,
I mean, not one
you took a pay
freaking
cut
person.
From the Arkansas,
yes,
why is
that's
this
the story.
The
not one person said, "Why are you taking a pay cut?"
Right.
And I mean, I never want to hear about the Lexington media ever again. There's not
they
even
don't ask any questions either.
Oh,
though.
But Alan Cutler would have asked the damn question.
He'd have chased them to Fayetteville.
Right.
Where was Cutler?
Where Jerry Tipton? They have no one there.
Well, those guys have retired.
Well, but it's like who, what, where, why, how? I mean, yeah. like that's the most basic thing in sport, in questioning, in news. Who,
right.
what, where, why, when, how? And nobody said, why'd you take a pay cut to leave? I mean, like, how much did you hate Mitch Barnes? You don't have to ask him that. But he said it in about his, I don't know, third or fourth answer. He's like, you know, administrations win championships.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
it. Oh, you get oh, it. Oh, yeah. Boy. You wait. I'll cue
he's
up some.
Taking a shot at Mitch Barnhart
you think?
There.
You
oh,
think?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
He's back, baby.
Well, I mean, if you read the Athletic article.
I did not.
You know.
I just watched the news this morning.
One of the things that happened in the Athletic article was like he used to talk about how he doesn't have to do the fundraising anymore, that he got tired of feeling like he had to do it himself. But you know,
which is another shot.
But
because that's probably you know not true.
But he himself, being who he is, ran off a lot of the donors.
Yes.
He did it. He did that. Like, he wouldn't have had to do so much
he's
of
He's back
himself.
Spinning. Look, he's talking to the media, which he should always do because he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at spinning a narrative. He's good at lying.
You know? Very good
lying. I mean, like, this is great. This is so great. I just think he's – you'll come around. Ooh, there you go. Whoa. It's still the weirdest chant out there. It's so weird.
He's like, I want to go talk to the coaches. I want to go talk. So he's over there shaking hands with Sam Pittman, and all I could do is like, where's Bobby? Where's Bobby? Show me Katrina. Like, I'm angling. I want to see,
boy,
I want to see where Bobby is.
I'd love to be at their lunch meeting.
Oh,
you know, wouldn't you love to hear the stories exchanged?
Oh, my God, yes. Tons and tons of stories. But you know, so are you a Chip Gaines fan now? Because you don't know about Chip Gaines.
Okay, is this the guy that people were showing pictures of yesterday that was like, his wife did the remodels? Who's Chip Gaines?
You don't know Chip
Gaines?
No,
I don't know.
So HGTV.
I don't know. Do you think I watch HGTV? I can't turn in a light bulb.
It's like Magnolia Remodeling. No. They have a line at Target, and they did all these renovations for people.
I never heard of him until yesterday.
You'd never heard?
I'd never even heard of him until yesterday.
Really?
Like, I saw Mike Rutherford put a tweet out, and I'm like, I'm sure that's witty. I just have no idea who that is.
Every single woman who you've dated in the past and in the future.
All three?
And in the future will know who Chip Gaines is. Okay? Sarah Weider, downstairs.
Oh,
you ask her who Chip Gaines is, she knows who he is. And Joanna.
I don't know Chip Gaines from Rowdy Gaines. I mean, it's Olympic time. I mean, I know Rowdy Gaines much more famous than Chip Gaines
is
to me.
Is he going
to
be on the swimming coverage
again? I hope so. He's the only guy I can name.
I don't know. Throw Pat Forty on that coverage.
Well, that's fine, but he's not a broadcaster. I mean, I'm fine. Believe me, I'm all for Pat Forty getting more gigs, but right. I like Rowdy. What do you like about Rowdy Gaines?
I don't know. It just annoyed me. Last Olympics, I got a little annoyed with Rowdy Gaines.
So explain Chip Gaines to me. I have no idea who that is.
And me, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, she doesn't know who he is.
How
much HGTV do you watch?
Well, I'm married. So, you know, a lot.
So it's an obligation.
It's on. So when you see
HGTV.
The remote.
HGTV.
When you see
like,
the
what
remote.
Are you going to do, start fixing something because you watch it? You pull your phone out and you call someone to fix what you need fixed.
I don't know what the motivation is. To watch these things, but
how to wreck your house?
It's kind of like going to Homerama, but not actually walking through the house. You get a video, you see a renovation, you see people, you know, find an old house, and then Chip Gaines helps them renovate it. Joanna does all the design, and then it's like, you know.
So why are they significant to this story? Explain them.
They
to
are
me.
Massive Baylor boosters. They're good friends with Scott Drew.
Okay.
They live in Waco.
Okay.
They're one of the industries of Waco.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So what did they do? That was like, I don't understand. Like, you have to explain it like I'm a 5-year-old.
A lot of Kentucky fans. Somebody mentioned something about why does Scott Drew like Waco so much? All they have is Chip and Joanna Gaines, and then Chip Gaines was like, "You can't have them," or something like that. And it went on. I mean, Chip Gaines went after everybody yesterday, and eventually he said that God is on our side. Everybody has money because the Kentucky fans said you don't want to go band for band with UK, and he's like, "Everybody's got money. We have God on our side," and it's really interesting. But Chip Gaines. Strebel said he was married for 14 years and had no idea who he was.
I had no idea.
So Joanna always bothers
Chip Diener, different deal. He's got his own Twitter account.
Yeah. Still pees in the house, though.
Yeah, every now and then a little.
But Joanna drives me insane because she talks out of the side of her mouth like this. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm always like, can you please talk?
You watch a lot of HGTV. Chase, I am visibly shaken by this right here.
I don't watch a lot. I've seen it.
You have you watch enough to have an opinion on a woman I've never heard. I mean, certainly didn't know the wife's name.
She's a genius. They use a lot of shiplap. Okay.
What's that?
It's a material that you put on your wall, sometimes ceiling, but mostly walls.
Threw some shiplap at it.
Yeah, that's what most people are very annoyed by is all the shiplap going around.
I didn't know what that was.
Joanna's.
I'm learning all new words today.
Chip would be like, you can't knock down that wall. She goes, no, that wall needs to go.
I already don't like them. So what's their significance?
They're Baylor boosters, and they're good friends with Scott Drew.
Okay.
And so, you know, Chip Gaines was saying, you can't have them.
Okay.
He was going after every single
And I still don't know why people cared. I mean,
if I can find some of the tweets.
I'm sure they're witty. I just have no idea who this cat is.
Yeah, he's
got 981,000 Twitter followers.
Right.
Okay.
So Chip Gaines going to war with Big Blue Nation. This is
great.
Bro Bible.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done there. I'm done. HGTV and Bro Bible in the first segment. That's a wrap. That's the end of this. I never want to hear Rowdy Gaines until the summer again. I am I'm speechless here. I'm absolutely speechless.
On 3 did a story about it. KSR did one.
Well, that's great. Not getting my airwaves.
Yeah.
I don't know this dude. He helps people destroy their houses is what he does.
Yeah.
People think they can do this stuff on the HGTV, and all they do is wreck their house. They go to Home Depot, they buy the tools to wreck their house, and then they go wreck their house.
Yep. And Joanna's like, that's a load-bearing wall. She's like, that wall needs to leave.
Moving
She's
on.
Like, like, no, Joanna.
Moving on.
It's a low-carrying wall,
moving
Joanna.
On.
And the
moving
house
on.
Will fall down. It needs to
moving
go,
on.
Chip.
Moving on. We're on to something else besides the gains. But this was great yesterday. You're not gonna steal my, his. I don't know if he's the emperor. I think he's now Anakin Skywalker with the mask off. No. I think they've now taken the mask off of Anakin Skywalker, and this is we've come full circle. His Jedi training is complete.
He's Palpatine.
No, he's not.
He's
no.
changing you to the no. dark side. You're Anakin. You're
so you're going to pull for Kentucky next year when they play Arkansas.
No, I'm not going to pull for any.
All right, well, who do you want to win?
I don't.
Nah,
well,
I don't.
Nobody wins.
Go Hogs or go Cats.
No.
Somebody's going to win the game.
I don't have to. Is Ellis still on the team?
I don't know.
Or is he out of Ellis?
I don't think they have any players. I mean, I watched this press conference. They don't have any players.
Right. Well, I know a lot of Kentucky fans or players are in the portal or decommitting.
Everybody's
Carter Knox is available. They've lost a lot of players, which is great, which I like.
Well, just because they're in the portal doesn't mean they've lost them. Don't you worry. When they win the SEC next year, me
Arkansas?
And Rummage and Chase will have our T-shirts and James.
You going to Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Absolutely. I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I've got to go to Greensboro by myself?
Yeah, I'm not going to Greensboro.
You're
well, you know what?
No,
take that back. No.
You're abandoning
see,
Pat
look,
Kelsey?
So, no, see, this is how bad it's been. In my mind, there is no ACC tournament. It's been so crappy the last couple of years.
I know.
That like, my calendar's off. So, no, I'll go to crappy Greensboro, which Nick and Bob like, and that's it. That's the list of people that think it's a good place to have a tournament because it's not. It sucks. It's terrible for fans. Just a bunch of old, you know, money from North Carolina that keeps the thing there. Wow, we got to go to Greensboro. No, you don't.
Nope.
You don't have to. It's better other places where you can, you know, walk to the arena. How about that? You're not doing that there. But no, I forget Pat Kelsey. I've forgotten my roots there. I mean, that's how bad it's been for 2 years.
That
I was like, oh yeah, sure. Of course I can go to the SEC tournament because Louisville sucks and they're never going to make a run in the ACC. That's the old mentality.
Good news.
What do we got?
Charlotte.
It's not
Greensboro.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
So you can actually walk to the arena. And I said that. Yes, I said thank goodness because it is.
I mean, Charlotte is so much better than Greensboro.
Charlotte is a very good town for a sporting event.
Yeah.
It's a great town for that.
Yeah.
You can fly direct. You know,
you can stay in a real hotel.
You can walk to and from the arena.
You can go to a bar or restaurant right before the game.
You don't need a car once you get there.
Yeah, it's really nice, actually.
Like
Charlotte, I can deal with.
Yes.
Greensboro,
yes.
That sucks.
Greensboro sucks. There's no direct flights to Greensboro.
No.
Other than from Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, but you could fly from Charlotte to Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go back.
No. I don't need that. No. Again, that's how bad it's been. That it didn't even dawn on me. Oh, yeah, we might be good.
Right.
In our tournament around here. So we are here at Fitness Market. Again, the saunas are downstairs. Here's whatever you do. Don't come in here looking for an e-bike. They're gone. They don't exist. Take your eyes off of that. They don't exist. There is no – these are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the
These
droids.
Are the saunas you're looking for. The saunas. Think saunas. Although, if you want to buy a sauna and you want to play a prank on Chris Wider, come in and ask him if you got an e-bike.
Gotcha.
And then buy the sauna.
Oh, wow.
But don't come in and ask for an e-bike actually looking for an e-bike because he'll kill me.
I also saw some cold tubs down there.
Yes, you
which
did.
Which could also be like a hot tub, too, but not like a hot tub like you think is about a hot tub.
Too hot in a hot tub.
It's like a recovery tub. You know,
James Brown celebrity hot tub. You probably don't remember that Saturday Night Live skit, do you?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I don't.
Too hot in the hot tub. Yeah.
Too hot in the hot tub. I need to watch that, though. If you have a reference to that, I need to watch
it. I'll get that. Yeah, I'll get that.
But I saw those. But the sauna, you know, you don't have to deal with the weirdness at a gym.
Yeah, Lieberman was so creeped out, you know, but he, instead of therapy, a sauna's cheaper. You know, when you go in there and the dude's stretching in the sauna and he's just, it's just weird. Just act normal in there, you olds. Just act normal and don't get naked. Stop it. It's weird.
What happens to, like, people?
I don't know. It's not going to happen to me. I'm not that generation that's 25 years older than me. They just like walking around naked and make it weird. If you want to keep it not weird, get your own sauna. Do whatever the hell you want in it. Don't care.
But I feel like 20 years ago, like, you'd go into the gym and it was the same guys at the same age.
No, but I think that generation has gone up. I don't think there's guys my age now that are doing that in the sauna.
Well, what I'm saying is in 20 years it might be.
I don't think so. You I'm know? Not. Don't worry, I'm not.
Diener, you might drop the towel.
I have my own sauna. Drop the towel, weirdo.
You might just drop the towel and just feel free. You're like, I don't have that much time left on Earth, and I just want to feel free. I don't want to be constricted in the sauna for the last 10 years.
No, you want to come here and you want to buy your own sauna, and so you can have and get away from those weirdos. That's going to be you. That, you know what? You are going to be that
Mike
guy. 100%. Mike would do it as a joke. You're going to do it as a lifestyle. That's what's going to happen. You are absolutely. You're already laying seeds down for that. You can say, look, I talked about this in my 40s. I didn't think it was that weird that older generation did it.
Now,
and you are going to be that guy.
Now it's my turn.
So if you would like to get away from Mark Blankenbaker in 20 years, the ghost of Blankenbaker future, then get your own sauna and come over here and start $17.99. There we go. You're definitely that guy. You were 100% that guy.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to do that. No.
Chase.
I like a sauna, but not that often. Like, it's
well, it's really helpful when we're trying to sell, though, so I appreciate
it.
No,
like, I would – when I'm at the gym, it's like, okay, I'm at the sauna.
I'm never going to one in the gym. That's why you come to Fitness Market to buy your own.
Maybe I'd like it a lot more if I had it in my house.
Do you need copy points?
No.
So you can argue this point. We're going to get kicked out of here by 7:30 if you keep this up. So, the texter says Arkansas media didn't even ask what was in the stroller. Yes. I want to know what's in the stroller.
How do we not know what's in the stroller still?
Texter says Chip Gaines' part was the best part of yesterday.
It was awesome.
Chip Gaines is great. He's hilarious. Texter says, I thought Shiplap was a cheese on Blankenbaker's charcuterie board.
No, Shiplap is a product, a material that goes on walls and surfaces.
Shiplap is the worst. Texter says, sorry, live under a rock, Drew. Good Lord. No, I don't watch HGTV. There's not a lot of cross demographics from, you know, sports radio.
They have
and
a line
HGTV.
At Target.
Line of what?
Like a line of, like, products, like things that you would accessorize your house with.
There's Do you like think books? I've ever walked into that section
There's
of Target?
A cookbook.
Oh, those are real helpful. Because you can't Google what recipes on the internet.
I know. But these are Joanna's recipes.
Who still owns a cookbook?
Joanna wrote
Does that have
one.
An iPad?
I don't know.
Phone?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a digital cookbook, too. But they have an actual cookbook, actual stuff, and then they renovate houses in Waco, the area. And their television
This is stores. Weird, man. I don't know who you are. I don't know who's replaced you. I need to know. You're going to have to give me that safety
it's
word.
Like, you know, you don't know this because, like, you are the person who controls the television in your house.
Yeah.
Max doesn't even watch TV. He just watches his phone.
Right. No, you're right.
But sometimes you have to cede control of the television to the other people in your house. And so when
those who you're related to by marriage.
Yeah, marriage.
Is this a sports talk show or The View? Blank is chasing Swifties on this take.
And when it happens, sometimes it lands on HGTV. And you could decide, I'm not going to spend time with the family, I'm just going to go do my own thing. Or you stick in and you watch HGTV.
No.
Yeah, you stay there.
That sounds like a lot better option than HGTV, I got to be honest. That sounds like a much better option.
You stay there and you watch the HGTV and you watch Joanna talk out of the side of her mouth and Chip do
funny
stuff.
Oh my gosh, you know everything about this person, these people. I had no idea they were. But so were you rooting against them? Were you rooting for Scott Drew to go to Kentucky to be against
I want them? Scott Drew at Kentucky, and the reason why is because
the Gaines, these people.
Well, no, it's mainly it basically stops Chris Beard from going to UK. You know, like that, like
the greatest
that.
Living coach of all time.
Yeah,
Chris Beard.
I don't want Chris Beard or Billy Donovan or like so with all the other possibles out there. Scott Drew, a national championship winning coach, I'm way more okay with than.
By the way, I do have to give it up for Kentucky fans to find him at a Mexican restaurant in Waco and get him on a phone on a landline. You hear
that
story?
Incredible?
That's amazing. So I guess everybody, all these idiots yesterday, oh, there's a flight from Waco to Lexington. They're not that stupid. I mean, how many – and the local news crews were chasing that, right?
Yeah. Well, like, they were
Good
saying –
Good night.
That, like,
that's the not how it's done.
Family did a tour of Lexington. I'm like, no, they didn't.
People aren't this stupid, are they?
No.
I guess they are, but, like, no local news crews – Like, if Scott Drew's going there, he's not flying from Waco to Lexington.
No, he's not. We're even close. And
what's is Dallas close there? How close, you know, what's, you know, I mean, I don't know
if Houston's closer. I'm not sure.
But either way,
maybe it is Dallas.
You would go to an airport, you know, from whatever the other nearby city is, and you'd go to Cincinnati or you'd go to Louisville. Like, they're not that's so stupid. Yeah, Texas Rangers. So they're down near or no?
Yeah, they're between Austin and Dallas.
So they could go to. It looks like they're closer to Dallas or it's about halfway between Dallas and Austin. So yeah, you go to one of those two places or another small regional airport, and you fly to I don't know, Frankfurt. Or it doesn't matter. Maybe. You're not going from Waco to and whoever the morons in that newsroom were. You want to go, hey, they've thought of you. They're smarter than you. There's a reason they make $10 million a year.
The WKYT found John Calipari walking his dog. Okay. They're going to see Scott Drew's wife.
Yeah.
Okay, doing a tour of the town.
I mean, yeah, but it's like Dick Gabriel said yesterday. Yeah. They're looking at a horse farm. You know, they're looking at a horse farm. Their kids are looking at private schools. Like, no, they're not.
No, they're not. Like, I don't think
it's never happened once. It's
the
like
horse
the
farms.
I feel like it's the pool pass for freshmen. You know, it's like, hey, you want to buy a pool pass?
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining that for seniors next year?
Yeah.
They're probably eighth graders listening. They're going to go to a high school. Somebody's going to sell a pool pass, and there is no pool. They just ruin it for next year's seniors.
I don't know.
Why are you busting that up?
It says, I mean, his family flew into a city 45 minutes away. Okay, well, then, yeah, that makes sense. They're not going on the flight from one to the other. And I guess there was footage of his family getting off in Lexington. Is there? I don't know. I need to see this. This is what the text line is saying. So it's got a 40% chance to be true. But it's just not what they do.
I do think that Scott Drew will get the Kentucky job.
His wife was on a flight, widely reported by numerous. Again, he's not.
I don't know.
Are they meeting today?
I don't believe any of it. I think that you can negotiate from where you are and maybe have a conversation in Oklahoma City.
I know Tubby Smith like took the job at an airport hangar somewhere where he and C.M. Newton met. You know, like they weren't out in public. They're not doing that.
Totally.
Texas says, not in Lexington, Texas. The plane diverted to Georgetown. Well, that would make sense if it go to Georgetown.
Go to Georgetown.
You go to a regional airport. You're not going Waco to Lexington.
Did it divert, or was that always the plane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Always the plane?
I mean, that's only like 12 miles apart.
It's not that far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a big, we got to land at Georgetown. Okay, that'll take 2 minutes shorter.
The plane diverted to Bowman Field from Louisville. Like, it's the same.
Either way, so we think it's Drew?
I do.
Yeah. I've always thought it's true. Because Jerome Tang not taking the job makes no sense otherwise.
Right. It makes total sense in that. And you can see Kansas State.
Scott Drew's dog was in Cal's stroller.
He was walking it for him. I think that makes a ton of sense. That, Scott Drew takes the job. Billy Donovan says no. Danny Hurley's happy at UConn. That Mitch Barnhart swings for the fences and ends up with a guy that he's really comfortable with. And
it's probably the guy he wants, but it doesn't have to look like his first choice.
There you go.
Because he's going after guys he probably knows he can't get when he knows really who he wants is Scott Drew.
Yeah.
And he can say, hey, I made Danny Hurley tell me no. I made Billy Donovan tell me no. Third time.
So I got a national championship winning coach.
Yeah. So here you go. Hope you're happy.
And if Kentucky doesn't hire a coach with a national champion coach, Kelly Dickey had the stat that it would be the first time that Louisville or Kentucky did not have a coach with a title since the NCAA tournament format began.
Wow.
So, if Scott Drew is the coach, it would continue that on. You know, so that it's really interesting. I just think that this is where Mitch Barnhart wants to go.
Yeah, I think it's he's always wanted, and I think it's this other stuff is just nonsense. I mean, I think we made an effort at Danny Hurley. You lowball him a little bit so you can say, we're going to give him a pay increase. And then Billy Donovan's already told you no twice. You're sick of him anyway.
Be the third time.
Yeah, and so you go, no, I'm going to – this is who he wanted all along.
Right.
And so
I think his personality, Scott Drew's personality, is really low-key. I am really interested to see how that plays out. I think he is a really good man. You know, I do. I think he's – like when we were looking at him, like I
– nobody's questioned the character.
No, I think he's just one of those dudes that – you know, everybody's going to like, but is he going to say anything?
Well, he's already said his city's better, so now he's going to say, by default, he's saying Lexington is better than Louisville, right? I mean,
you might want to visit Louisville.
Well, that by proxy is going to, I mean.
It must be a big fan of Charlie's and Applebee's and stuff.
Well, or that Mexican restaurant the Kentucky fans tracked him down at.
Oh, yeah, might be.
Biscuit made a great point yesterday. Like, if Scott Drew has any hesitations about sort of the wacko-ness of Kentucky fans, calling him at a restaurant in Waco and getting him on the phone probably is going to push him away.
It's going to be an indication of what's to come.
I mean, like,
yeah, you're going to go out.
It's probably not the best thing you can do.
And all the menu changes that have to happen. I mean, Drake's and Malone's. I mean, you know, you got to figure out what he likes. I mean,
Do you rip Cal's name off the Drake's and the Malone's menu?
You have to.
Wow. That's a big
don't
decision.
You? I mean, you well, can't leave I mean, Calipari fair question. On there, especially if Arkansas goes in there and beats Kentucky. You know, that'd be bad for business.
Yeah, I'm looking. It says this plane landed in Temple, Texas around 7:30. It was coming from Lexington. While Scott Drew did not exit the plane, members of his family did, although I don't see any members of the family exiting the plane on this video.
Yeah.
I don't know. From Darby Brown, Sports Direct, like 25. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm still posting the inquiry side on that one.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see footage of the family getting off.
There's
they
footage.
Got off.
Well, show me the footage. But Adam Zagora has got it that, you know, that that they're in negotiations.
Yeah, I believe that.
And that Tony Donovan says that Baylor's already engaged Texas Tech's coach, Grant McCasklin, which I think is interesting.
Ooh,
because
that doesn't.
I thought Tang would have gone down there, you know? So, interesting stuff.
Well, maybe they're doing that so they don't just give it to Tang right away.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
If Tang doesn't get the job, I don't know why he turned out Arkansas.
No, I don't either.
It would make no sense.
Like,
why are you staying in Manhattan over Fayetteville? I mean, I don't think I want to live in either place. But
Scott Drew's family was in Lexington today to check things out, talking through it tonight. So we had to send his scout team up there.
They had to go up there and see the schools and the horse farms. And they had to go see the Red Mile. I mean, what's
the
there
Red
to see?
Mile. Keeneland's open. They should have gone there.
I mean, yeah, I forgot Keeneland ran yesterday.
I know. It sneaks up on you those Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
It's a rainy Wednesday. I know.
Yeah. Today it's kind of a rainy day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going next Thursday.
Okay.
Next Thursday.
Well, we got to take Kelsey's brother. I don't think he's ever been.
Okay.
We got to get a crew together.
I've got a buddy that wants to go. He's never been.
We're going to need travel, you know.
I would sign up for that.
Okay.
And I've got the Claremont Supper Club later that night. Down at Jim Beam.
That sounds like something somebody gets murdered at.
What
happened? Well, they were down at the Claremont Supper Club and someone poisoned the tea.
Miss Peacock is there, but Colonel Mustard cannot attend. And there are no candelabras or whatever they are. I don't know. But the candlestick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The knife, the revolver, and the billiard. There's no billiard room.
Yeah, okay.
So you're okay. I think it's pretty safe. It's pretty great, the Claremont Supper Club is. So I'm thinking about doing the Keeneland Supper Club double next Thursday. I'm thinking about doing that. But the 502.
Nothing makes you less relatable than that sentence right there.
But the 502 Circle's having an event.
Yeah, look, they don't want you to promote after you talked about the Claremont Supper Club.
I have to miss that event to do the Supper Club. But I already committed to the Supper Club before I knew about the 502 Circle event.
What the hell is a Supper Club anyway? Nobody calls it Supper anymore.
I don't know.
People gave me grief
about calling it Den. I don't know.
Supper is like.
Hey, you can have supper in a den. And I don't know why they named it that way, but I can tell you,
supper,
it is an absolute home run experience. It really is amazing.
It's just,
you should definitely go.
It's called a dinner club. I don't know.
Supper club is kind of nice. Feels a little hoity-toity.
Yeah, it does.
It's nice.
Everybody holds your pinky out.
And the food is outrageously good, and the cocktails are even better.
I have no doubt about that.
It's awesome.
All right, we will continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll get to that. And you know, we got a coaching staff in place now officially.
Yep.
For Pat Kelsey, so we're going to talk. We'll talk about that. I mean, I don't know who these guys are.
They're his guys.
They're
from Charleston and one guy from LSU.
LSU. Yeah. So fine, I trust him. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. High energy. Go out there and recruit.
I bet.
And today at noon, the dead period ends. And so you had to have the staff.
So 12:01, there'll be commitments magically all across the country.
I mean, Trey White committed to Illinois during the dead period.
And
I'm like, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? Explain yourself, Brad Underwood.
I mean, every one of those that enters the portal under do not contact, they can investigate every one of them and find 100% rate for tampering.
Oh, yeah.
100% rate if they wanted to.
I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is definitely going to St. Louis. He's following his coach, Josh Church, I think. I think that's why do not contact. But, you know, I mean, but Haley Van Lith went in do not contact because she knew she was tampered with and going to LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, 12:01. I want some 12:01 commitments today.
That'd be awesome.
Magic 12:01 anywhere in the country just on pure principle so you can just mock the NCAA.
Like, I think we'll get the kid. The names are going to escape me. But freshman from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Maddox from Toledo. I think we'll visit. I think it's down between us and Illinois. I think Illinois has already got a point guard commitment from. So we'll see. So I like that.
And Pat we trust, all right? And Pat we trust.
Oh, PK.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to Charlotte for PK.
Yeah, we I'll book this, that right now. Yeah.
We got to get this Bahamas thing going.
Yeah. You know what? I have a call about that. So
oh, you do?
Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Do I need to be on the call with you?
You do not. No.
Please?
No. Trying
so
to close business
details?
Here. No. 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 I'll let you know all about it.
Is Lee from a university that I don't like that I can insult while we're on the call?
No, she's not. One of our great partnerships started with a Mark Blankenbaker insult. It really did. Louisville Airport. Like, yeah, yeah. Nothing like meeting with a potential client.
You ever throw any batteries?
Yeah, and asked a West Virginia grad if he'd ever thrown any batteries. I'm like, you know, I don't know that that's the way I would have led things off, but, you know, it worked.
It worked out.
It worked.
It worked.
Hey, I can't question it. I mean, however you close the business, you know, you close the business.
That's awesome.
Thank God he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So great. We'll talk to you here, 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. We are here at Fitness Market. They've got the saunas. Again, Mark Lieberman sneaks into my basement. Not sneaks in. He announces he's going to be going into my basement and using the sauna. And, you know, and then I never even see him. I have to warn Max, hey, Coach Lieberman's down there.
So he doesn't, like, he just goes in, goes
out. Yeah,
you've
seen that basement door.
And he doesn't
say hi.
Interact with you?
No, doesn't have to mess with Chip.
Does he grab a Focus at least or something?
No, doesn't. Just goes in. You know, I assume he's got water. He can have all the water he wants, you know. But, yeah, Lieberman loves the sauna. And there's great benefits for it. I mean, that's the thing you realize. Even if, you know, if you haven't worked out, just getting sweating toxins out of your system is just a good idea.
I always notice that when I use the sauna that I do sleep better.
Sleep better, 100%.
Like, you go to sleep easier.
Stay asleep.
And you stay asleep when you use the sauna.
Absolutely one of the benefits. Everything claims to help you sleep. A sauna actually does help you
sleep
better.
I think it does, really. Yeah. Like, I mean, I have that experience.
Yeah, same with me. So it's over here. They start at $17.99 at Fitness Market. And whatever you do, don't come in and ask for an e-bike unless you want to actually buy something else. But if you do, tell me you're talking about it here in the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling on your lips. I'm talking red hot whip kiss hanging on your lips.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Seeing red.
I see red every day.
Uh-huh. It's more crimson. Yeah.
But I'm seeing the red that I've always
seen. That's right. You're right.
Cardinal red.
I took off my Hogs quarter zip just for you now. I had to do it first segment. T-shirts are on the way.
Man,
it's such a great opportunity to troll Kentucky fans that you are passing up on that I'm staggered by.
It's Calipari.
Yeah, I think you'll get over that. Number one goal should be trolling the Cat fans. That's what you do.
I just don't like John Calipari that much. I've hated him since he was at Memphis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't let go of that hate. No way.
Keep that hate in your heart.
I can't.
Player haters ball over here.
Exactly. I can't let go of that. What are we talking about? Like,
hate.
Let go of my hate for John Calipari. No, absolutely not. I think he's terrible.
Well, we got plenty going on. We are over here at Fitness Market where you can come on by, and whether you're in the market for fitness equipment or whether it's a sauna or a cold tub, they've got it for you. So we definitely come on by Plant Side Drive and Waterson Trail. I've got all that for you. We'll have Louisville baseball this weekend. Excuse me, getting underway tomorrow. We'll be over at the Patterson tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
With a lot of
big series against Virginia.
Dan really wants to get this. He wants to get another, you know, ACC.
The weather
win in the book.
Awesome,
yeah.
Too, for the weekend.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely outrageous. And they have to. Unfortunately, Louisville's, fortunately, they've won their series over the weekend. But then, unfortunately, they wheeled back and lost to Western Kentucky in extra innings. It's like, come on, guys, let's get some momentum.
Midweek games are weird. Midweek games are just odd. There's just no other way around. You're not throwing your best pitchers and, you know, whatnot. But now the weekend series, they absolutely matter. And, yeah, they need to get they need to try to get another ACC series win underneath their belt against number 9 Virginia. Getting underway Friday at 6, Saturday at 1, and Sunday at 1.
So, and the ACC is murderer's row. I don't know if you look at college baseball RPI, it's just like one ACC team after another. The good news is that there's a lot of opportunity out there for Louisville baseball because they're going to play a lot of these teams.
That is a good fake take out of you right there.
I was talking to Dan McDonald about it last Friday when you were off.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
says the guy was gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but while you were gone.
Yeah, and, when I was on vacation, did the show 3 days that week? Yeah.
Well, you want me to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and do the show?
No, I know. Like, absolutely
stay
not.
Awake.
Stay awake. Yeah,
stay
yeah.
awake and hear me be like loaded up on Mai Tais and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had any FCC.
Oh, violence. Yeah. Look at, you know who's number one in the country in baseball?
Clemson.
Arkansas. At least in the NCAA one I'm looking at right now.
RPI-wise, it is Clemson. Arkansas's 2, Florida State's 3, North Carolina's 4.
I'm just looking at Arkansas right there. Speaking of baseball, Mr. Baseball, Greg Galliott is on the line. You know, I try to educate, you know, Mark Blankenbaker about baseball, but it's just tough, Greg. It's very tough. You know, he's not a baseball Benny like you and me.
I don't know. I saw the Reds lost again.
Yeah, but it's so great to know that Drew's a disciple and he's out there spreading the gospel about baseball. It's awesome.
That's right. You know, we can't all do it. You know, that's what I was put on this earth to do is to just talk baseball. Let's talk.
In Hawaii while you and I were chatting, and Coach Kelsey was texted at the same time you and I were chatting from my office. So Mark missed all that excitement.
That was crazy. And here's what I didn't tell you. So you know, he sends us both a text while Greg and I are talking. And then the person I called who was about ready to give NIL money to Kentucky, is not going to give it more than likely to Louisville. When we got him on speaker and he was talking to this individual, he goes, "Go Bats." And I was like, he thinks I'm Greg Galliott because we, you know, our numbers were probably, he didn't have it saved in the phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm the radio guy, not the minor league baseball guy. So I had to, you know, I was mistaken identity, thought it was you.
That's awesome.
Well, let's call him back and we can sell him a sponsorship.
That's right.
Man.
Well, you got great weather this weekend, and you got we got anniversary
right now.
Not tonight, but this weekend you do. And I mean, we got anniversaries and everything. So I'm trying to pull up. I don't know why the website doesn't like me on my browser, but I know we got the 25th anniversary right at Slugger Field.
Yeah, it's actually 25 years ago tomorrow on Friday night. We will have opened the doors for the first time to Louisville Slugger Field back in 2000. So we're celebrating that by putting on the 2000 Louisville Riverbats green, gold, and purple jerseys tomorrow night to celebrate. And, of course, Friday night, every Friday night, $6 margarita night. So we should have a lot of fun at the ballpark. And like you said, it looks like the weather's going to break tomorrow. We're playing the Columbus Clippers right now, which is the Cleveland Guardians AAA farm team. Saturday night, our friends at Churchill Downs will come over, and we will help them celebrate Derby 150, as we'll have jockeys and trainers there for a meet and greet, including it looks like the president of Churchill Downs will be joining us. We'll have a bugler playing Call of the Post to bring us to the field. The Bats will play in their Derby City mint julep jerseys, which we will auction off for a week after the game's over online, with those proceeds going to the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. We'll have the Derby Museum traveling exhibit in the ballpark that night. Our friends from Old Forester will be in the ballpark having bourbon sampling, tasting going on the main concourse. And we'll wrap up the night with a big fireworks show. Game time Saturday night, 7:15. Looks like the weather Saturday is going to be fabulous. And should be a great night to be out at the ballpark and celebrate the national pastime. And then we'll close out the homestand on Sunday afternoon at 1:05. Everybody knows Sundays at Louisville Slugger Field's Kids Day. So free kids meal. Kids can run the bases. We'll have our kids inflatable set up. Drew, we are going to open the gates open a little early on Sunday at 11:30 rather than noon. And that's because we'll have our annual autograph session with the Bats players and coaches starting around 11:40 going to about 12:20 on the field. So great opportunity for fans to come out and meet the current edition of the Louisville Bats and get autographs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just looking at all these promotions, absolutely amazing. Again, I'm still blown away that it's been 25 years since the Slugger
Field. I know, where's time gone?
What do you remember about that, like, opening, you know, game or opening
weekend? Well, actually, we were a construction site almost up to, like, mid-July that year. Even though we were playing baseball, our offices were still back at the old Fairgrounds Stadium, so there was many an evening during a game I remember racing down Preston Street back out to the fairgrounds to get something that we needed during the game constantly from our office. And, of course, I remember Deion Sanders scoring that first run ever for the Louisville Bats as he was the person that crossed home plate for the first time ever in the history of the stadium. So a lot of neat memories, concerts, other events we've done there, and we'll just continue to try to grow to it.
What's the oddest thing you've had to fetch on a game day? You know, when you're like, oh, crap, we're out of dot, dot, dot.
Probably back then, it was actually Buddy Batt's costume. Somebody had his head refurbished and forgot to bring it from the old stadium. They had picked it up that afternoon, left it on their desk back at Old Cardinal Stadium, and we had to race out there and get Buddy's head and bring it back. And I do remember, now this is not, it's kind of funny, it's not funny. We brought over our old t-shirt gun from Cardinal Stadium. And as you remember, Cardinal Stadium was cavernous. I mean, went really high.
Forever. Yeah.
So we had the t-shirt guns calibrated for shooting at Old Cardinal Stadium. We get to Slugger Field. We totally forgot to recalibrate them. So opening night, we are shooting River Bats boxer shorts into the crowd. And they are going over the roof of the stadium and landing out in Main Street as people on Main Street diving down the street were basically getting pelted with underwear falling out of the sky with River Bat logos on them.
I mean, the book, when are you going to write the book? I mean, the book could relate to every minor league team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I could, not only the baseball stories, but some of the interesting concert stories from me being around the Grateful Dead and the Rolling Stones and Willie Nelson as we did all those concerts back at the old stadium. I don't know. Maybe one time I'll find a stretch of time and sit down and actually start penning it to paper and see what happens.
Was there ever a contract that had, like, the green M&Ms thing on it that Van Halen, like, famously had in there just to make sure that the person they were doing business with had read the contract? I think it was Van Halen, right, that had that if there were green M&Ms.
No, you know, that never really happened. The thing I do remember, unfortunately, is the Grateful Dead, their fans showing up about 10 days prior to the concert and camping out in front of my ticket office there at the old stadium, and my office reeked of marijuana for like 3 weeks before and after the concert. They're hanging their laundry on. They had a clothesline clipped onto one of my signs on my ticket windows. So I had laundry strung across the parking lot there at Cardinal Stadium.
That's fantastic. Well, come a long way since then. We got a well-oiled machine coming out there starting. We get the weather to cooperate. If we don't get it to cooperate tonight, we're going to have it for the weekend. So it should be great.
And do me a favor. Tell Coach, let's go. Let's get some guards in there. We need a point guard.
Yeah, come on. So he's been here 2 weeks now. We got to get
that's right.
Got to get more players. Micah Baker's twitching over here.
Yeah, and I haven't met him because you guys got to have all the fun, and I haven't had a chance to meet him.
Poor guy was in Maui. I mean, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, it's terrible. So,
I think we need to have a throw-off between both football coach Jeff Brohm and basketball coach Pat Kelsey one night on the mound at Slugger Field prior to a Bats game, and we'll turn on the radar gun and see who can get that gun up a pretty good number.
My money's on Brohm since the Expos.
My money is, too. Right?
Yeah. Wasn't the Expos that drafted him? I think it was the Expos that drafted him.
Sounds right.
No, it was
sounds
the Indians.
Right. Okay. All right. I thought it was Les Expos. Maybe he was drafted twice, too. He might have been drafted.
He might have been drafted out of high school and then later.
Yeah. I'm going to defer to Greg on all things baseball.
I don't know. So. We'll see if me or Drew can get a hit off one of these guys.
Actually, both. We're both right. So he's drafted by the Expos in the seventh round in 89 and then the Cleveland Indians in 1990.
There you go.
All right.
And I do want to let fans know we are going to be in the ballpark next Saturday for Thunder over Louisville. Even though the team will be on the road, we'll have the stadium open. We've got three of the top regional bands in this area, the Juice Box Heroes, J.D. Shelburne, and the Crashers, all performing on the same stage starting mid-afternoon, taking us up to about 8 o'clock that night. Folks can sit on the outfield grass, watch the air show, listen to the bands, take in the sights and sounds, and, of course, enjoy Thunder that night. And everybody knows you get wristbanded when you buy a ticket for Thunder at Slugger Field. So you can come and go as much as you want. Bring the family. We've got that giant playground for kids. Just a great venue for families to enjoy Thunder over Louisville. So, again, for all information on that and to buy your tickets for Thunder, real simple, just go to batsbaseball.com.
All right. And what's the price point on that? How much tickets for that?
It starts at 35, goes up to 45, and I will say we're getting close to being sold out on all the seats on the first base side, which is the greatest vantage point for watching the air show and watching Thunder. So
I agree
you want
that.
To act now before those are gone.
I agree with that. All right, Greg, we appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem. BetsBaseball.com. It's a website. Go to. And got that going on this weekend. Yeah, I mean, Jeff Brom actually had some minor league baseball stats.
Did it really?
I'm looking at it right now because I just Googled Jeff Brom baseball and it takes me to Baseball Reference.
He had some stats.
At age 19, he played for Burlington in the Appalachian League. Is that independent ball? I don't know. No, it's Cleveland. Had 136 at-bats. Hit 213.
Okay.
You know, stole 10 bases, hit a couple bombs.
A couple bobs, yeah.
Next year he had 46 at bats, 217, hit two home runs.
I just think Jeff Brom's going to have the edge there. He played minor league baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, on the mound. Yeah. But, you know, it might be fun to take a little BP off.
I don't mean either of my coaches getting injured, trying to overthrow.
Sure.
Trying to overthrow.
Yeah. You're right about that. We don't want anybody getting injured.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you here, 267-9680, our number to get in. We got to talk about the staff in place here. Is there we got some I don't know. We got to hear from Coach Cal. I mean, you know, going to.
I mean, we don't have to.
I'm telling you, he's back. You're going to love it. He's going to troll. He was trolling Kentucky yesterday so much. This is right up your alley.
But I don't like him.
But I think he's got to be a tool in your toolbox.
Are you saying that the enemy of my enemy is
my friend?
My friend?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what I'm saying to you.
That's tough for me to accept.
Takes the player hater's ball as I sip from my soda that someone probably spit in. Yes. let's see. We'll talk to you here. If you want to hop on in, you can do so as well. 437-9680, the number to do just that, as we are here at Fitness Market. Also, plenty of you out there have had some damage because of these storms. May have some more today. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Remember, CarlinRoofs.com when it comes time to get the work done on your roof. You want to get it done right? You want to get it done by someone who'll go to bat for you, for your insurance agency? I mean, insurance adjuster is not even covered. Every lie in the book they'll come up with.
Trust me.
And Mark Blankenbaker is living, breathing proof of that.
I know.
Deny, deny, deny. And they'll go to bat for you. You know, and
really will.
And sometimes it'll work. Sometimes, you know, it's an evil insurance company. I don't know what to tell you. They're not believing, but you know what I'm saying. But Jack Carlin has been doing this since 1984. That family name on the business. Online, carlinroofs.com at CarlinRoofs.com. And when you get over there, tell me you're talking about him right here on the Diener Show. All right. Hour number two, straight ahead. We'll have Blankenbaker calling the hogs by mid-season.
I'm not going to do
mid-season.
Not going to do it.
You're missing out. All right. We'll talk to you later.